Coffee Mumbo Jumbo really is in the fortunate position to have so many artisan roasters as friends, and therefore I'm able to showcase their coffees and learn as I'm going along to hone my palate and everything. The other bonus, of course, being that Fürth Café in Austria, my brother, has now got 5 new coffees, and I've just received this very morning 5 of his new beans. Very exciting stuff. He's actually got a Rwandan Impala from the Impala Corp. This is a red bourbon. Indonesian Java Jampit estate. It's a Java Typica varietal. And then I say another new one. He's had coffees from Peru, but he's also had a sample of the Peruvian Tunki, but he's never actually bought it in. But he's decided to buy it in. So today, first thing obviously I always do is cup. And I can't cup 6 at the same time. Basically, I don't have enough cupping bowls. And I want to be as good as I can be and at least have 2 bowling cups of each of the coffee, just in case there might be something that's a little bit different, or maybe a defected bean or something. Although that's pretty remote, because the other thing, of course, I always do is I set them out on a fresh kitchen towel, inspect them all, and take maybe the elephant ears, those hollow beans, out. And definitely I take the ones that are kind of lighter, I take those out as well. The Quakers, these are underdeveloped beans, and sometimes they make it into a bag of coffee and also into the roaster and into a bag of roasted coffee. So what I've done to first familiarize myself with the different coffees, I've actually haven't done it blindly, but what I have done is at the bottom of each bowl, I have put numbers. So once I let them see, first of all, of course, I smell them, and they do smell rather different. Now, don't ask me to pinpoint exactly what they smell of, but they do smell different. All of them have a beautiful sweetness about them, and the roasts are just lovely, very uniform, kind of a matte finish on it. And actually, I really recognize Fürth Café type of roasting, because these 3 beans actually, I don't know, I can't tell exactly, but they have, I think, been roasted to similar profiles, because they look very similar in their color spectrum. So that's the first observation I have. So I've cupped them, and from my palate, the one that I found the most interesting is the Red Bourbon Rwandan Impala Corp. It just excited the palate a bit more. Now, the Indonesian Java, as well as the cups kind of cooled down, it became a bit more interesting. The Peruvian, I know quite well. It is maybe, I mean, they're all, first of all, are very clean. You've got to say that. That's kind of the first thing. So no defects whatsoever. That the clean, lovely mouthfeel. The Peruvian coated the tongue with a bit of a heavier mouthfeel, maybe. And it's lovely. And as I said, I know the Tunkis, so that was kind of a familiar going back to the Tunki, especially similar to actually the way it's roasted by Butterworth and Son. What I've done then, just to really understand myself and see if my cupping's getting better, is to then, at about minute 26 or so, I move the first row of the cups, the cupping cups, around blindly. So I didn't know where which coffee was. I cupped again, and I did distinguish very well the Rwandan Impala, that kind of brightness, in a very mellow brightness way, not in a bright citrusy way, not like a Kenyan or anything like that, but more kind of, it had this, I think I almost can distinguish a red bourbon. The color red for me just jumps onto my palate. And I'm going to take another sip now of that red bourbon. It is so sweet. It's now that it's cooled down even more, we're at minute kind of 42, it's even nicer. I don't know, it's just delightful. And now to the next bowl down, which I've distinguished as the Tunki, and it is the Tunki. Also coats your tongue very nicely. Lovely, lovely mouthfeel. But again, a little flatter, if that's the right expression, to the Rwandan Impala. And now for the Indonesian Java. I don't know if it's me, but there are, again, is it lovely fruitiness at the end coming through? Now, with the Rwandan Impala, it's right at the beginning. The Peruvian is pretty much just one, I wouldn't say one-dimensional because it's not as negative as that, but it is not as, it doesn't have that many peaks. And that's how I recognized it, and that's how I remembered it from the first round of cupping that I did. So a very interesting exercise again, thanks to Fürth Café. And I've got, believe it or not, another three to go through, but I'm not sure that my palate can take that today. I've got the Indian Elk Hill Farm, and then I've got the Ethiopia Kaffa Forest, another coffee that I love, and then a special blend that he's done. So, yeah, good exercise. I'll say number one is Rwanda Impala Co-op.